I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Wednesday, May 4. Coming up, Agriculture Ministry to provide assistance to farmers impacted by heavy rains in eastern Jamaica. Chase Fund donates over $20 million towards construction of Family Tree Park and RGD to host Civil Registration Conference in July. The news in detail after the break.
JCDC in association with Tourism Enhancement Fund presents Jamaica May, the 2016 Jamaica Visual Arts Exhibition, April 24 to May 8, Jamaica Conference Center, Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. View and vote for the best Jamaican art pieces, participate in the public mural and make it and share it project, and much more. Admission free. Sponsored by Singer, Happy Ice, PBCJ, Life's Tush, Lifespan Spring Water, NLS, and KSAC. Visit www.jcdc.gov.jm for further details.
Now the news. Farmers in Portland and St. Thomas who lost crops and livestock as a result of heavy rains last month will receive assistance as of next week to revive production. Preliminary assessments revealed a total of 516 farmers, 281.7 hectares of agricultural produce, and 2,472 livestock across both parishes have been affected, and losses sustained could be in excess of $100 million. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Agriculture, J.C. Hutchinson, says the assistance program will be managed by the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA.
The banana planting and coffee farmers, we are going to be providing you with fertilizer. Yam, condiments, vegetables, tubers, we are going to also provide you with fertilizer. Those of you with vegetables, we are also going to help you with some seeds. With those who have lost poultry, we are going to help with chicken and feed. Those who lost pigs, we are going to also help you with a young pig.
Mr. Hutchinson says plans are also underway to implement a revolving goat program using the Nubian boar buck breed of goats to improve the stock in the parish. The Chase Fund has donated $20.7 million towards the construction of the Family Tree Park in downtown Kingston. Ground was broken Tuesday for construction of the state-of-the-art children's recreational area in St. William Grant Park.
Because we see it as creating space where children and families can come together, share experiences, learn from each other. It's going to be a safe space, and therefore we are going to be more involved with the construction of the main play area.
Project manager at the Chase Fund, Paulette Mitchell. The funds will go towards the building of the Mother Hen Corner, Journey to Africa, and Seashell Amphitheater. Meanwhile, Mayor of Kingston, Senator Dr. Angela Brown-Burke, is calling on private sector companies to contribute to the construction of the Family Tree Park. She's also urging householders to collect and donate plastic bottles, as the project is expected to put over 3 million recyclable bottles to use. Persons may drop off plastic bottles and other recyclable material at the Kingston and St. Andrew Corporation KSAC head office at 24 Church Street or the Kingston Parish Church. New and existing businesses are expected to benefit from the Exim Bank's latest loan initiative. The bank has launched its 30-30-30 loan program as part of its 30th anniversary celebrations, being observed under the theme Supporting Jamaica, 30 Years and Beyond. The program offers a 30% reduction on commitment fees for the first 30 customers in celebration of the bank's 30-year marker. Exim Bank's managing director, Lisa Bell, is encouraging new and existing customers to come in and take advantage of this offer, scheduled to end June 30.
Exim is very proud of its legacy in serving the SME sector. We believe the SME sector is the engine for growth in the country and remain committed to serving that sector, not only for the last 30 years, but for the next 30 years.
Mrs. Bell was speaking in an interview with JIS News. And the Registrar General's Department, the RGD, will host its inaugural Civil Registration and Identity Management Conference, July 6 to 8 at the Montego Bay Convention Center. The conference aims to engage registrars across the Caribbean in discussion about the concept of civil registration and identity management.
We want to make persons more aware of the importance of civil registration and the link between civil registration and identity and the protection of identity in the Caribbean.
Chief Executive Officer and Deputy Keeper of the Records, RGD, Deidre English-Goss, speaking at a JIS think tank session Tuesday. Mrs. Goss says Jamaica is the leader in the region for registration of births since the country introduced bedside registration in 2007. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.